Hello, darling.
Hello, Mr. Cox.
You ready to sing one?
I'm always ready.
Well, all right. In my dreams, you're blowing me some kisses.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
You and I could go down in history.
That's what I'm praying to do with you.
Let's do it in ways that make us feel good. Let's do it and make that sacred sound. Put two and two together, perfect harmony we found. We know it's only natural. Let's do it.
I'm gonna beat off all my demons.
That's what love and Jesus are about.
Positions, we need them. There are lots of them. Here on the Freddie and Eddie podcast from behind our white picket fence, I am your host, or should I say co-host, Ian Denchasey, a.k.a. Freddie, with my lovely wife. My lovely wife, Alicia. And we are joined this week by our, well, let's just say our favorite family member, Jamie Waxman, world-renowned super sex educator.
Favorite family member. I just want to just take a moment and say that's a big statement.
Well, it's been
I'm
true.
Honored and I'm glad, and everybody else, blah. No,
Oh, now, Jamie, you've been a member of our family since we met you. You know that.
Yes.
It was meant to be. But all
positions
aside, we've been hanging out with Jamie a lot, doing some very cool things, not sex-related, but more love-related. We went to a festival called Lightning in a Bottle over the Memorial Day weekend, which was incredible. Tell us a little bit about it, Jamie. What was Lightning in a Bottle like?
So we're not talking about positions.
Okay. Well,
no,
I'm
joking. Lightning in a Bottle is a fantastic, it's a festival, you know, for people who like to dance and be happy.
That's right. And that's what we're all about here at Freddie and Eddie, being happy. Right, honey? For 22 years.
Yeah,
right? It's been the happiest 22 years of your life?
That's it. Happy.
Happy. Yay.
For 22 years.
And one of the reasons we're so happy... One of the reasons we're so happy is because of all the sexual positions we get into. And who knows positions better than a person who just produced a video called... Jamie?
101 Positions for Lovers. You know, I actually have to say, I think there are a lot of people who know certain positions very well. I just think right now I know a whole host of positions that people might be like, that's ridiculous. I've never thought about that. Or why would I try it?
Well,
I now know
after
it.
After watching your video, I can attest to about 40 of those relating to myself and my wife, just from a pure physical standpoint.
Oh, absolutely.
But tell us a little bit about the video, why you did it, where you did it, and a little bit more detail.
Well, 101 Positions for Lovers was shot by a company, part of Phil Harvey Entertainment, PHE, called Sensual Couples. And the idea was to get real couples, people that were in love or married, to get them to come and have a week-long vacation while also filming, for a lot of them, their first movie in public.
Where was this done?
We shot the film at Hedonism 2 on location in Negril, Jamaica.
Wow.
It's a great resort for people who are into the lifestyle or swinging or really just open about nudity or whatever. It's a resort in the middle of Jamaica that you can just go to, and it depends on the time of year. Like, swinging only happens certain times of the year, I guess.
Right.
The clubs come down more, but you can go there and just have a sexy time.
But what about for a couple like myself and my wife who are not swingers? What could we do there?
What I like actually about this brings up sex parties. Also, what I like about them for couples that aren't open in the sense where they're physically with other people is they give you a place to be physical around other people. And I don't know, the last time you tried even maybe a little more than kissing, but like getting a little naked or having intercourse around others. But it's really a big turn on, and you can take that turn on home and use it for a while.
Well, yeah.
So that's what I think is a real big benefit. Even, but the thing about a hedonism too or something is there's a nude side and a prude side. And of course, we learned early on there's a couple of scenes shot in 101 Positions for Lovers that were shot outdoors on these cabana beds that are all interspersed throughout the resort. And the first day of shooting, we set up there because our understanding was we could shoot anywhere in the resort. This was a place where people sometimes did crazy things in hot tubs. So I thought, okay, this isn't going to be a problem. And we got shut down pretty quickly, like 8 positions in.
Really?
We had to move where we were Why? Filming.
Why? People got offended?
Yeah. I mean, there's a difference
being
between,
in a swingers place?
But the thing is, it wasn't only, it's not, and swingers don't necessarily want to, well, actually, I can't speak for swingers, but it's a nudist place too. And not, you know, you can't equate nudity with sex all the
That's
time.
Right.
So,
that's true.
Right.
So, it was a really good, I thought it was an interesting, fun, like, story. Of course, you know, the crew, I was very laid back that whole week. I wonder why. The crew was really, you know, great. And we broke everything down and we had to re-scout where we could shoot. And we shot the rest of the film all over the resort outdoors, but in secluded locations. With one exception, we could use the beach as the sun was setting. So you'll see also a couple of shots done on the beach, which was beautiful, with this couple, Mike and Meg. They've been together for like 10 years. He's a rocket scientist, or was. How cool is that? And yeah. She works for, you know, she's in the medical profession. They're adorable. And they're on the beach. And we had them rush through like 12 positions so we could get some great shots on the beach. So here's a little behind the scenes info that you would not find out just by watching 101 Positions for Lovers. But I think it's a very fun educational film.
All right. Well, we watched it and absolutely were head over heels. I'll tell you how head over heels we got later.
Yeah.
But
let me say that we've seen a lot of videos over these years.
And oh, have we ever?
Yes, we have. And, you know, yes, Jamie's video is definitely, or DVD for Position, is great because we always get questions and inquiries about, you know, different positions because of different weight, different height, all the different kinds of issues. So it was really great to see this video, and she had a fun, you know, the whole thing. Right when it, once you just see Jamie and her little wonderful outfit and the music she chose.
But the couples too, the flip videos that they shoot.
I'm telling you, yeah. That was awesome. Well, here, that's going to this. Now, the couples themselves, instead of like seeing perfect bodies, although there was that perfect, you know, one
Angela
couple.
Well, there were a couple perfect bodies in different
right.
ways,
but I mean, it's when perfect as saying in the magazine kind of style, the perfect, you know, 30 whatever,
yeah,
32,
they're not Playboy
34
models,
right? But
they're,
I mean,
they
that,
look like real people,
and
like,
that was awesome to be able to see. So, and you know, there's a little bit more different sizes, different shapes. It was great.
I think
but
Autumn
all
actually
of them
could
sexy.
Be a Playboy model, but I will also say this for me, one of the things I will do again in my next movie, which will hopefully be soon, is I loved giving the couples flip cameras so that you see, interspersed within the positions, you see these moments where the couples are just alone with their own camera,
right.
And they're talking about their experience, and you get to see the rooms, because hedonism rooms have mirrors on the walls.
Of course they do.
And the ceilings, the ceilings. Oh, and the walls. Yeah, and you get to see like them in their natural, how they interact with each other.
Right.
And
well, how did you find, where do you get couples to do videos like these?
These couples got paid extremely well. The company was Sensual Couples. I don't know if they're still producing movies right now, but, and they got paid very well with a free trip. And we did all of the ads on, lifestyles pages and hedonism pages and swing clubs around, because while it's not always obviously hand in hand, people who are more open sexually are often more comfortably naked, and more comfortably naked are sometimes more open sexually. Mm-hmm. And when you get that combination and that a couple that really clicks and are in love, then you get good stuff. So we looked in those places.
And so you would just put an ad up and say, need attractive couple.
Yeah, like looking for an attractive couple for, you know, a well-known adult video company. These couples got paid a couple thousand dollars each and a free trip to Jamaica, you know, and they had to actually film themselves and send it in to us as their like demo reel.
Yeah.
And the demo reels are on the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So they had to send them in so that we knew that they were now comfortable having sex on camera.
Right. That's awesome.
Well, yeah. Another question. So how many people sent them in? Because you have, what, three or four in the video itself? Three couples,
We had three couples. We had a fourth couple, but the day before we were going away, he had some passport issues that apparently he hadn't thought about before. So so we lost one couple there.
So instead of 25 positions, they all need to get in.
Hey, guys, we have some news for you. Actually, more than that, because we did some double takes, you know, just in case it didn't shoot well with one couple, we would have it with another. But we actually didn't. We got about 30 videos.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you have to make a video and sit down and do an interview. And you have to also, we didn't reach out to the largest audience. I mean,
well, I was going to say how surprised I was there were so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
really?
You got 30 actual people that were willing to make a video of themselves and send it in.
Think about online though, right now, like you can go on, what are those YouTube, UPorn, Red Porn, whatever they are.
I wonder how many of those are really amateur though.
Right. Maybe.
Right. Oh, that's true. That's
you
true.
Know, I mean, how
I
have,
I'm questionable on one of our couples if they were amateur, but the other two I can vouch for.
Well, I didn't recognize any of them from porn.
No, if any of them had done any other work, it would have been like Homegrown Video does a lot of stuff where they use people that are amateurs. I was a part of the selection process once the videos came in, honestly, because the person in charge of the production really wanted to handle receiving and seeing what happened. And then we cast together based on the ones he selected from. So I picked towards the end of that.
And so you went in and you assigned this many positions to each couple?
Yeah.
And my then they were to
part.
Carry them out?
My favorite part was the day before we started shooting, my DP and I, fully clothed, we had our producer in there with us too in my hotel room, and he would read off each position and we would get into it.
Cool.
So that we could just figure out what it would look like and how it would angle. And then...
you were dry humping positions?
Sort of, yeah. Isn't that funny?
I have to say, some of your positions were kind of hard.
Well, you know, this is the thing about positions or anything, really. This isn't about having to do them all or how you do them, right? It's about having fun.
There you
go. Like, if you're having fun, or if you're like, that's ridiculous, we can never do that. But you know what? That's a position you guys will remember that you, like, think is absolutely ridiculous
right.
for a while.
And that, so ridiculous that we're so, like, we had to prove that it was going to be ridiculous. So you had to get into that position. Okay.
And well, what a good story. So tell a story.
Oh, well, no. I will in the next segment. But I was just going to say, I want to find out a little bit more about... like, who are the people that you want to reach with this video? What, you know, it's very fun. Now, there is explicit sex on it.
Yes.
It shows penetration, though not close-up genitalia penetration.
No.
But it is explicit.
Yes.
And it does show real sex happening. But wouldn't you say it's, even though it's real sex, it's mild enough even for a pretty, you know, pretty
novices.
Conservative person could probably...
Yes,
be okay with it.
And two of the couples are married, so it's real married sex.
Yeah,
like real
so,
couples yeah. having married sex.
So anybody out there who's, you know, it's got a very positive couples-oriented monogamous message to it.
A lot of eye contact and intimacy and love in there, I think,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you were definitely making that a point, which was really quite nice to see.
And, you know, not just to toot your horn, but you are hilarious bouncing around that video.
I love having personality. Yay!
Jamie provides, like, this infectious, you can't resist watching her thing. And not too much of it, which is what I liked. You bounced in where necessary and then let the positions speak for themselves.
Well, you changed the update of what educational is supposed to be.
Most of the time you think that
these things
are dry.
And unfortunately it is, but you had to change it up and there you are bouncing around
and
with your
it's
music.
It's very colorful.
I
like
it.
That the video is very colorful. It's shot outdoors. The couples actually do look like they're having a lot of fun.
And it's kind of looking like almost like voyeurism because, I mean, there's a lot of couples that have always questioned or had a inquiry for hedonism. You know, it's like, oh, what if? Or to see, like you said, to watch it, you can kind of get like a little bit heated.
And there's a little bit of a tease about keto. And you asked me my audience. I mean, my audience is really someone who wants just to, who wants to just have fun finding creative ways to try something new and possibly spice up their sex life, or at least have a good story. Someone is just willing to be open to explore their sexuality. And maybe this isn't, you know, it could be for people in their 20s, could be 30s, 40s. I mean, maybe it's just for anyone who's like, what do I know and what could I take away from this video? Like, if I just want to learn more about sex positions.
See, I mean, I have a little rule in our sort of business that even if it's not the greatest, just the fact that you're watching it together and that you've brought it into the relationship is a positive step, because that means that this is an important topic in your life. And that's really what it's all about. But we're going to get into more of what it's all about in a couple of minutes and our adventures with some of these positions when we come back from behind our white picket fence with Jamie Waxman and my lovely wife, Alicia.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk down in a dream but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
And we're back from behind our white picket fence as Jamie details that there are ants in our bedroom now.
This is the best break ever.
But they won't touch the iced tea, which is scaring all of us because we're drinking that tea.
But it's my iced tea. I like my iced tea.
It's full of sugar and something that ants
that
don't
ants should
like.
Go for. Yeah. Yeah.
They should like
for.
This, but they're not sugar. Liking it. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
High fructose corn syrup is not a good thing.
But anyway, we're talking about Jamie's video. Okay. 101 positions for lovers. And let's talk about some of the positions, Jamie. Any personal favorites from the video?
I really like one of the positions that Meg really likes, which is a doggy style position, mm-hmm. where you're sort of curved like, where she's in curled like a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
on her knees.
And then, yeah. Well, yeah, on her knees, yes. And her legs are just down on the bed or wherever. Mm-hmm. And then he's just behind her, sort of, he could be kneeling.
Was he's standing though, isn't he?
Is he standing in the video? Because you could.
Well,
do
there's
it.
One where she's propped up in that position on.
And
like,
he's standing sort of over her.
Yes.
Yes. That's it.
Well.
Did you try that one?
We tried a few of them. but I will say, I was going to save this till the end, but so Alicia and I are watching your video, and it's. Yeah, we weren't watching it with the intention of getting turned on. Like, we were just like, oh, well, let's watch some positions and we'll try it later. But the way you have the video broken up is you show the position, you talk about the position, and then you show it for about maybe 45 seconds or so.
Up to a minute, yeah.
Up to a minute. And so we're watching some of them and we got totally curious as we were watching it. So we would sort of pause and try to get in one of those positions. And, especially the harder ones, because we're 46 and 44 respectively. So we were wondering if physically we could even do it. And I've gained a few pounds and it was a little more difficult to manipulate myself. But we eventually we were going to try the position, but then we got so turned on just by the video itself that we had this outrageous sex, like just rip our clothes off, go berserk, sloppy, crazy sex just from watching the video, like turned on more than the last porno we watched.
Awesome.
And it was crazy. We were laying there afterwards going, oh my God, what the hell did that just happen? And then we felt kind of weird because you're in it and you're like our friend.
And my voice is in it.
Your voice
is
like, oh my God, Jamie would be like, stop that, you two.
No, I'd probably watch.
But some of the ones like you had one position where she's, there were a lot in this chair, and that really intrigued us.
The chair was out of crazy.
That very stable.
That very
chair.
Unstable chair, that intrigued us, and we tried to go for some chair positions, and that was totally, none of those worked for us.
Not even like a squatting
one? A squatting one sort of worked for us.
That's like a reverse cowgirl.
And
But
there was
cowgirl.
One that I was particularly,
with her legs hanging out. Yeah, like, where I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, like the supergirl or something.
Yeah, that one was like
the super plain.
I had to name all of them, by the way. All
you
the
named all those? All 101?
Leg 3. My favorite's Rock Me Amadeus.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Right. That was pretty darn funny.
Okay, so sorry, the chair one's not.
Oh no,
so
well
much.
We had one where she was like you said, she was like in a supergirl position on the chair, and I was trying to hold her up with her legs, and I have a bad ankle and a bad back, and I ended up like almost dying on the floor from trying to get into a position. Do you have a disclaimer that all positions
yeah, really.
Are...
I'm just going to make one now that this is, you try these at your work.
Try these at your own risk, right?
And you should try this at your own risk, sure, and use props.
Absolutely. And then a couple of them, like she was trying a couple of the ones where she gets on top but had to use her thighs, not actually sit down on me.
Hello.
And she was dying. She was like, I can't handle this.
It's a good workout. Sex
it
can
is,
be
it
no
is. Kidding. Oh, definitely. It makes you want to like strengthen up so you can do that for a long period
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, Ethan, one of the guys in the video, he was very attractive. He was with Angela, the little girl who could be lifted and
man,
all
there's a
yeah,
there's one little around. Girl in this video who looks like you could bend her into a pretzel.
Yeah, Angela, she's very
spin
very,
her around and do all kinds of stuff. Man,
she's very flexible. But Ethan, one of the things we said, what did you learn? Because we did interviews too with them at the end. So what did you learn from this making this movie? And he said, I learned I need to exercise my quads more. They're not as strong as I thought.
That's what happened to Alicia. She was like, oh, my quads are so sore. I can't keep going.
Like, okay, change position. What's the next position we can
do? And we happened to be testing a supplement too, like this Viagra substitute. So I was really ready to go.
So the supplement worked
Yes, very well. And so I was like, no, we can't stop because it's still going. And she was like, oh my God, my thighs are burning. And so we had to stop doing the her on top positions because she got too tired.
Alicia, do you want to go take a spin class with me this week?
Really, I should.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Have a 3-day pass.
Woohoo. I hate spinning.
Oh, well.
We can go on a hike.
Okay.
And then the rear entry ones we have a difficult time with because of our height difference. I'm 6'2 and she's 5'2. So it's really, really tough sometimes. So we have to prop her up.
Unless you do it. You guys have that counter in the kitchen. If you put some pillows down there, got the kid away for the night, is that too high?
People, you do want to come to my house for dinner after hearing Jamie say that, right?
I said you put towels down.
Put towels down. Okay. Yeah.
So it's clean.
Actually, what really works is the couch. If she gets on the couch and I stand, it sort of lines up perfectly.
Yeah.
You got to line it up at our age, Jamie. It's nothing's easy anymore. It's about lining up.
Make it a little easier. I can't just like jump and like hoist myself up onto him anymore.
No.
I've hurt
much.
Myself so many times skateboarding. I can't. It's like affected sex now. I can't. I'm all like hurting before I even go into the act. And it's like,
but not all the positions on your video.
Well, that's why maybe
control.
Missionary would be good for you or spooning.
Boring.
Yes, well,
they're not boring. Why is me? I love missionary.
I am a missionary guy.
I am
big
a missionary
time.
Doggy girl. Like I think we have a few that we really go to, and those are the ones that work. And missionary is great.
Well, I hope you're going to do a follow-up because it'd be nice to do one where 101 positions with toys.
That would be, and I also, there's, you know, the other thing about this video is this is all intercourse positions.
Right.
It's not oral sex or any other sex, which I would have liked to have done, but that was not what this position was set out to do. This video was set out to be what it is.
No, but you, I mean, it's a lot of information.
It's a lot
of information. So I think that you should go to another video just for that. To make it very specific, because I think that people ask for that.
Well, I hope I get to make that soon. And
oh, you
it.
Will.
Yeah, but it's funny that you say that, because my reaction is I like it because there's not too much information. It's like, if you're not into that position, you know right away, you can hit the fast forward, or you can go through the menu and pick positions in those categories.
And you can do it by different ways, positions by G, correct. Like G-spot for clitoris. And yeah. I mean, not all of them, you know, I look back now, and of course you always want to make changes. I think that's just the nature of any beast, but it's going to give good ideas.
Yeah. And for me, it's like you said, it's about having fun and experimenting and everything. And, you know, we only got through successfully anyway. We only got through about three of them.
But you did try new positions, stuff you've never tried.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
22 years of relationship.
Other than fun, right. I mean, it opens up the possibilities because sometimes we just can't think outside the box. Right. Like you said, even though you're a missionary doggy girl, that's great. But it's nice to be able to, like, see
throw
all the...
Throw in reverse cowgirl every
yeah,
once
you
in
know,
a while.
Yeah, you know, you gotta check. Well, you know, different.
You touched on it a little bit. Being together for 22 years, you actually have to make a concerted effort to keep it fun. It's not like when you were 18 and it's automatically fun because you're both 18 and it's all sort of new. And even when you get together for the first time, I guess, at an older age, there's that newness to it. But over 22 years of being together, you know, we thought we had exhausted every position. So you just sort of get into a rut with one or two. So what's good is to have something to kind of shake that up. And your video was one of the first that's come along in a long time, that we've actually watched and been interested and partaken in. You know, so for us, that's why we just had to have you in here and talk about it, because we're jaded by now. We really are, especially with all these educational videos and all these pornos. They pretty much suck to us. But yours actually engaged us, which for people being in the business for 10 years, and we've seen it all, we've been on porn sets and all that, it was just so refreshing to see you being the Jamie we love, the bubbly Jamie, and getting a video out there that we could actually try and like. And it worked for us. And that's a difficult thing these days, you know? What
that
do you think,
really,
honey?
Means a lot to me. Thank you.
Definitely. I mean, you kind of get desensitized to the same old things or the boring same setups. So it was really fun. It made us giggle. Simple as that.
Oh, we were laughing the whole time.
Granted, it's just funny. Know you, but it's fun. And you make it, you know, just very accessible, I guess, for people to get into different positions or to have something visual. You can actually choose a couple that you saw out of the three instead of seeing each, you know, it's just blah. It's like, oh, who makes, you know, it's
a voyeurism
kind of. You get to watch one that is like, well, that's a hot couple. Or you can see how they're into each other and it relates back to you. And so then it's because I think that a lot of people look at watching anything, whether it's educational for positions or whatever, as, oh, this is just going to be porn or whatever. It's like, no, it's really like you're seeing this couple that's really hot that you can transfer that same energy back into just you two. And I think we just had a great time with it. So it was like, okay, let's see what next position. And then the whole thing of communicating and actually talking to each other a little bit. Well, you know what? This doesn't really fit that as easy. Let's try this one. So I think it's a win-win situation for everybody involved, and we truly loved it.
Even if we didn't try any of the new positions, it was just so fun to watch.
Thank you.
Know, it was just and you know, we know you. We've sort of been around you a lot, and yet to see you on video, you go, "Wow, she's sort of a star on there." You know, because you know we know you in one persona and sort of as our good dear friend. But then to see you sort of get into a character and get into this really fun educational mode, we can see why you built such a good name over the years, because that's sorely lacking, I think. I think that you either get pornographic or you get people that are preaching to you. And I think that, you know, that's just as boring as not doing anything. You know, you need something to really relate that sex is a fun endeavor first and foremost, and it can be just as fun over time, you know, by sprucing things up, trying a bunch of different new things, and just being together and in the moment. I think that's what it's all about. In those positions, you know, we got into the moment, which for us is key. That's kind of the key to everything for us, is staying in that moment no matter how much time goes by.
No, I think that really, truly, he just likes seeing you in your red rumba pants. That's all.
And my rainbow socks.
I like seeing Jamie in just about everything. And and by the way, I was looking at your cleavage the other day, too. But I just loved it. Jamie bent over at this party we were at, and our friend made reference to her rather beautiful cleavage, but I was playing it off like, no, I wouldn't be looking at that. No way.
But I love you guys.
I'm not immune to the cleavage.
No.
Even on you, I'm not immune.
Wow, I don't know what to say. I feel like you guys just made me feel like it was all worth it. And I mean, I felt that before, but it makes me want to just make more movies.
Well, you should definitely do some more. Are you going to be doing more of them?
I hope so. Sensual Couples, like I said, isn't shooting anymore. So I'm currently in the process of pitching a couple of ideas I have to different studios. So we'll see what happens.
Like, you know, I think that if you're out there from Sensual Couples, their promotion of it is not really great. This thing should be being promoted very heavily. And I
I think that the biggest unfortunate unlucky thing in my career, which has been very lucky, and I feel very honored to have this position, to be in this position, is that I always seem to make a movie at a company at a time of transition.
Oh.
And this was an experiment, and the video itself actually blew everybody's minds. To my understanding, Sinclair has picked it up for certain, like for pay-per-view events and stuff.
Well, I think it's appropriate for Cosmo or, you know, Glamour.
I just need to. I need to start my own PR campaign. I need an intern.
So.
Is there an intern out there?
There you go.
Contact me at jamiewaxman.com. I need you, especially if you're in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, because I would think, you know, some of the schlock that I've seen in those magazines, because I am always scanning what they're talking about, it's garbage.
No, this video is appropriate for that.
It's very appropriate.
Genre.
But yet I don't know, you know, what, do you have to blow somebody in this town or
no,
in New York to get it in those magazines?
No, I think I just have to make some calls.
Make some calls to people?
My people will call.
You got to have some people call some people?
My people will call their people.
Oh, I see. Oh,
we're all very busy.
It's one of those LA things. It's a New York thing, I guess.
Because
we have our people call your people and have brunch.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do in New York.
Our people call your people. We don't do brunch. We'll do lunch, but we'll do it tomorrow, not in 3 weeks.
I see. Gotcha. Okay. But will you show up? That's the key.
That is the key.
That's the key.
The difference between apples and oranges.
I don't know, man.
50-50 on the orange state.
Two tough towns.
75-25 on the... No.
Oh, man. Well...
thank you guys, this has been so much fun. There was something I wanted to say, but your last thing made me speechless.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Thank you.
Anyway, we would like to thank Jamie. Again, the video, the DVD is 101 Positions for Lovers. Where can they find it? Can they find it through your website?
They can find it on my blog, yeah. And then
on our website, you can find it. We have it in our store. So please purchase it because the money goes to a great cause, which is to get Jamie to keep working. You know, we definitely want Jamie still in the sex positive industry. She's a great asset.
Oh, I'll be here. I've got some good ideas coming up. I just have to figure out how to make them happen.
Yes, and we're going to talk about in a future podcast. I'm actually going to get really stoned and do what I call a podcast with Party Ray to share our work philosophy with the world. I think that's what I have to do.
Oh, my God.
But I'm not advocating drug use on this show. So anyway... Jamie's video is 101 Positions for Lovers. You can find it on freddieandeddie.com, jamiewaxman.com.
That's JAMYEWAXMAN. But you can spell it wrong. I was
smart. Oh, you took the other spell? Oh, you're
to
smart.
Buy the JAYME one that everyone's going to spell.
Please don't spell
like.
Freddie and Eddie wrong because it totally takes you to the wrong place. Someone bought every derivative of it.
Oh.
And so if you spell it wrong in any way, you go someplace else. I think I also saw your video on GameLink.
Yes, very possible. Probably Hot Movies for Her is playing it.
Is it on demand anywhere?
Yeah, probably Hot Movies for Her.
Okay, so it Hot Movies for Her.
You and can maybe just, for the girls.
ForTheGirls.com.
Maybe.
For demand.
Yeah.
Where maybe. You can just pay a couple bucks and stream it right to you on your computer in bed tonight. No, for lunch. You can stream it to yourself on one of these Hot Movies for Her.
Or you can buy it at Freddie and Eddie.
Or you can buy it at freddieandeddie.com and jamiewaxman.com. Would you sign one if somebody bought one?
Sure, I'll sign it. And I'll even take a picture of me signing it and send it to you.
Ooh. Maybe. Well, that's pretty
that
spicy.
That might be too much.
Oh, I don't know about
for
that.
For free. No, I'm joking.
But anyway, we'll be back with another segment. And Freddie and Eddie from Behind Our White Picket Fence. Thanks again, Jamie.
Thank you. Bye.
Mailboxes drip like lampposts in the twisted birth canal of the Coliseum. Rimjob fairy teapots mask the temper tantrum. Oh, say, can you see 'em? Stuffed cabbage is the darling of the laundromat. And the sorority mascot sat with the lumberjack. Pressing, passing, stinging, half-synthetic fabrications of his time. The mouse with the overbite explain how the rabbits were ensnared. In the skinny, scanny self-thrash, the apothecary diplomat inside the three-eyed monkey within inches of his toaster oven life. In my mind, I'm half blind. My inner ref is mostly deaf. I'm smelling pears, if you care. My sense of taste is wasted on the phosphorescent orange peels of San Francisco axe-encrusted frenzy. So let me touch you. Let me touch you. Let me touch you, let me touch you, where the royal jelly gets made.
Product reviews. We try them and hopefully you'll like them enough that you'll buy them.
On the Freddie and Eddie podcast from Behind Our White Picket Fence. That was fun having Jamie in, wasn't it?
Oh, it always is fun to have Jamie. She's fun. She's happy, upbeat, and, you know, we learn something new every time she comes on.
Exactly. Talk a little bit more about positions. What's your favorite position, hon? I didn't even ask you.
Let's see. I don't know. It's a combination. I really do like, even though it might sound boring to a lot of people, but I do like the missionary position just because I actually get to see you. You know, as Jamie had said in her previous topic about positions, you get to really look at your partner. So, you know, I do love your adoring eyes.
Do you?
I do. But then at the other times, I have to say that I like doggy style because that to me feels the best.
You like the feeling of penetration in the doggy position.
Yeah, I think it's just, it fits our heights and just how we fit together. I think it's one of the best ones.
Well, I am a traditionalist, and what feels best to me is the doggy position where I push your legs almost to your shoulders, where your knees are almost meeting your shoulders, which kind of raises your pelvis up.
Well, that's where, not doggy style. That's not doggy.
Where I'm standing. You know, it is doggy style, isn't it? I mean, no. Not doggy style. I'm sorry, missionary position. What am I saying?
I'm like, how is my knees up the
Did I say doggy style?
Yeah.
I meant missionary position. I'm sorry. I'm more of a missionary guy. But I like standing missionary position because of our heights, as you mentioned. I like where you're on the edge of the bed and I'm standing and I sort of push your legs up towards your shoulders and penetrate you standing up. I think that hits your G-spot and gives me a more stable position because I hate sort of being in that laying position at my age where everything starts to hurt when I'm having sex.
So true.
I'd also like it when you're on top, except that I don't like the fact that I can't control things. Yeah, I know, because once you get going, I'm sort of like, uh-oh, I'm sort of giving up control here. And what am I going to do if I come too fast or whatever? And I start thinking about those type things. But anyway, it's always great to have Jamie in with us. And she'll be back again fairly soon, I'm sure. Right now we're going to tell you about a couple of products that we reviewed, that we tried, that we loved. Starting with the Fun Factory Bimini Ocean Vibrator. Tell us a little bit about that, honey.
Well, it's they came out with a new couple of lines, and this one's considered part of their Click and Charge pieces. So first, the Bimini, and we think it's called the Bimini, or is it Bimini? It could be.
Bimini. Mini.
Yeah, I think it's a, because it's actually a shorter length product.
Like so, a rabbit.
Yeah, it's a rabbit style, and because they have, instead of their mini, or mini, which is just a basic one-length vibrator, this one has the secondary part for like the rabbit style, although it doesn't have ears. So this one that I tried out first, is called the Ocean. And
it's waterproof, right?
It is waterproof. This is the great thing. So, okay, here's the shape. It's a shorter piece because it is a mini. So it's not like a 7.5 inch. It's more like a 5 inch. And so length. But it has a curved tip, so more for angling for the G-spot area. Then it has, at the base, has another protruding area for more of the clit style. So what they did is they updated their version where they have two motors on this. It has the plus and minus little buttons that you, once you hold it on for 2 seconds to start it, it actually goes into low, medium, high reser, and then it goes into 3 different pulsation modes after. But their intensity is pretty intense, actually.
Did it get you off, bottom line?
It has, it's 100% medical silicone again. The one thing that was awesome, because it's waterproof, no batteries, it's rechargeable, they have this new thing called Click and Charge. So it's a magnetic charger that you connect to the base, and it charges automatically. You don't have to worry about batteries. It is waterproof, and this is the newest thing for them because they normally have water-resistant, meaning for the shower, but you can't submerge it. So this was pretty cool. So I tried it, and I like pulsation. I like options. So this was a winner for me.
Did you squirt?
Did I squirt with this one?
You tried it in the shower, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Thank you for reminding me. First, I tried it in the bed by myself masturbating. Then I tried it in the shower. So yes. So it's really great. I like it.
And then I'm going to go with since we're on a Fun Factory. By the way, folks, Fun Factory is by far the best sex product manufacturer out there. German engineering on all their products. They're fun. Even the packaging is wonderful. I tried one of their first attempts at a cock ring called the 8, the Love Ring 8, with a number 8 and then IGHT. It's a double ring. It goes around the shaft. It's not quite stretchy enough to go around the whole package. And it has this little ball in the tip. You can see it on the front page of freddyandeddy.com. It's purple with this blue ball in it, which hits the clitoris as you're penetrating, as you're thrusting. Or you can rub back and forth. You can get in sort of a grinding position. And, of course, I was just begging that this thing vibrated, but I'm sure that that's coming from them. Well-designed, really fun, does what a cock ring's supposed to do, which is keep the blood in the shaft of the penis so you stay longer erection, harder and longer erection. And I just really loved it. It's only about $20. The Ocean that Alicia mentioned, it's about $75, but then again, you'll save that on batteries just because it's rechargeable, and these things last forever. I mean, we've had Fun Factory toys that are still running after 5 years in action, and which will take us to our last Fun Factory product review. Honey, a fly?
Yeah, so they came out with actually a more low-priced item, and the fly is actually a micro vibe, so it's an longer version of a bullet with other attractions to it.
But medical grade silicone, like all their products,
right? So they have a longer like sleeve on top of the bullet vibe, which automatically comes with batteries inserted inside it, which are the small, more or less the batteries of the round ones. They're not like a AA or AAA.
They're watch batteries?
They're watch batteries. And so they come with it automatically. It's medical silicone, has a fun little floral pattern on them, very girly. And the one thing I liked about this, as a bullet, instead of one speed and really strong, it comes with 3 speeds and 3 intensities. So it goes low, medium, and high. And when I say high, it's really high. So if you like that power, there it is. But also, it's great for newbies who are just bringing it in. I like that it's an elongated piece just because it has more of length for you to be able to play with, or you having your partner play with it on you.
Yeah, it fit really well between us when we made love, and it really got her off. My wife, Love Her, is a clit hound, loves a lot of power on her clitoris, and this definitely gets her there. We didn't actually have to reach for our trusty oscillator after we did it with this thing. Really got her. Finally, we have two last things to mention. One is Aloe Kadabra Organic Lubricant. What about that, hun?
Well, yeah, the Aloe Kadabra, and the people there, I think the company is actually called Living Well, and they actually created this wonderful organic. It's actually, they specify it's 95% organic, and it's with aloe, and they're probably one of the very few companies out there to produce a aloe-based product of a lubricant for moisturizing. We tried it, and we have been trying it constantly, and it's really nice. And so we're going to be happy to put it onto our site to be able to promote it and to give Freddie and Eddie customers the ability to try it out. It comes in three different scents, which is plain, lavender, and also vanilla lavender also. So they're really great. They come in two different sizes. They come in a 1 ounce for trial, and then a 2.5 ounce is their main size.
Yeah, a little bit goes a really long way with this stuff.
Yeah.
You only need like a little pea-sized droplet of it, and it will really moisturize the area quite a bit. And actually, it makes a pretty decent massage oil in a pinch.
Yeah.
I used some on her back, and it was really good stuff, actually. Yeah, it was it conditioned her skin. While I used it. Finally, we're going to talk about, just really quick mention, Adam and Eve, bless their little hearts, are really trying to come out with some decent porn these days. They released one called The Eighth Day with Caden Cross. And if you haven't seen Caden Cross in a porn flick, holy moly. What do you think, hon?
She's a really beautiful young woman.
Oh, my goodness. It's about, she goes into some sort of deep freeze cryogenic thing and wakes up, you know, years later and the earth is destroyed. Yeah, it's been done a million times. But the sex in it is really hot, and some little sidekick comes bopping along in there, played by, what is her name? Amber Rain. Holy mackerel, that girl is definitely crazy on screen in sex. And it's got the usual, it's got Evan Stone and Tommy Gunn and the usual guys that put on a pretty decent performance. But it's done well, and it got us really turned on, and it's long, and it's got a lot of scenes in it. And we got to tip our hat to Adam and Eve. It's a pretty decent film. Did you like it, hon?
Yeah. There's so many parodies out there nowadays that seems to be all over the market, that you can only do so many parodies, and now you got to go back to something a little bit more with a storyline and so on. And, you know, it is a sci-fi base theme on this one, and it was fun. So.
Yeah, I mean, we were reaching for the lube after we saw it. It was pretty hot. It got us off. So you can learn more about all these products we talked about on our website at freddyandeddie.com. We've got reviews and links to all of them. You can go to the podcast page. And please support our site by how can they support our site, honey?
Well, you can do a couple of different ways. One, we actually ask that if you like it and you get some information off it, which we have put in many years to do, and to learn all the different tips and tricks, you can go on to and give us, actually, you can donate to us straight up through PayPal, or you can go to our site on our online site called freddyandeddie.com, but it's through the store, online store, and see all the different things that we've tried over the years and all the great things, because we only want to put things that really worked for us and for a lot of other of our friends and also customers.
In other words, buy something from our store is what we're saying. That's how we support ourselves. That's how we support this site and keep the information flowing. musical selections on today's show. Hopefully you'll recognize the humor in them. They are from the Dewey Cox story, Walk Hard.
Great movie.
Yes, we love that movie, by the way. John C. Reilly's brilliant. That's it for our podcast from Behind Our White Picket Fence. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back next week with Mr. Peabody talking about sex in cars. Woo-hoo. And yes, yay! And thank you, everybody, and have a really, really great week. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Now that I have lived a lifetime's worth of days, finally I see the folly of my ways. So listen when I sing of the temptations of this world, fancy cars and needles, whiskey, flesh and pearls. And then in the end, it's family and friends, loving yourself. But not only yourself, it's about the good walk and the hard walk and the young girls you made cry. It's about make a little music every day till you die. It's a beautiful ride. On the precipice of death, my perspective is enormous. Every leaf, every cloud, I see the hands which have formed us. And some days all you got is a nighttime graveyard walk, and you whistle some sweet melody to the ghost down at the dock. Music, flowers, babies, sharing the good times, traveling not just for business, accepting your mortality. This is finally what I've loved. And then in the end, it's family and friends, loving yourself, but not only yourself. It's about the good walk and the hard walk and the young girls you've made cry. It's about making little music every day till you die. It's a beautiful ride.